This episode of the Behind the Mask podcast is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. Remember that first style piece or luxury item you just had to have? How did it make you feel when you finally got it? These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Why is this the new way to shop? eBay is where you can find rare, limited-run pieces and special colorways you can no longer find in stores. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's real tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Behind the Mask.
Man, we back on the road. Got one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. It goes deeper than the game. We both come from that Georgia soil.
Yeah.
DSGV. Shout out to the homie, Cam Newton. Uh-huh. This the everything.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Down South Georgia, boy.
I told y'all, don't have me come on here and we ain't going to go viral.
Listen, man.
Like, real shit. Like, I don't like all that toeing the line.
We
keep it a buck. Let's rock it.
You gonna cross the gun line, boss?
I got to. If you so happen to stick your pecker across the gun line, you know what I mean? But hey, real talk, Takiyo. Bro, you a dude, dog, that I seen you way before you seen me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you was with a guy like I had to going to Auburn, your energy was always embracing. So when I get in these situations like that, I don't see too much of the I owe a due diligence, bro. You was like an OG for me that you played the game the right way, you had that dog in you the right way, and you kept the main thing. So if I ain't tell you that before, bro, I'm telling you that now, dog. I just appreciate your level of professionalism and taking me in as a person to kind of show the ropes, not just directly, but also indirectly too, bro.
Oh, man. I appreciate you giving my flowers, bro.
Yeah.
And we don't, I wasn't even expecting that.
Yeah.
That's real talk. And I think when you grow up in the area where we grow up at, and you see the ones who come before you, and we got the Auburn ties, like, nah, I appreciate that, bro.
Nah, it's tough now, because nowadays, like, everybody just think, man, I did this shit by myself. No, you didn't, bro.
No, you didn't. No,
like, a lot of cats, they don't realize, like, somebody came before you or you was inspired or impacted by somebody else. And it's okay to say, like, damn, dog, I see what you did. Or, damn, bro, like, I seen how, like, with these hats, I didn't just wake up one day and just was like, I wanted to wear hats. I seen fucking Future wear a hat, and he was wearing a hat with dreads. And I was like, yo.
That shit fly.
I like that shit. So now I'm going to start wearing hats, not the same hats he was wearing. I'm going to take that shit to another level. I'm going to put my little, you know what I'm saying, Zataran on that shit, you did? And go from there. But just the whole evolution of people, I read it in a book once that everything and every piece of us was learned. Mm. How we act, that's learned. How we speak, that's learned. Like, how we go about certain things, like, that's learned. How you guys are getting your content, it's like, yo, y'all probably seen somebody like, yo, we have to do it like that. Mm. Everything is learned, bro.
Facts.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your knowledge from, bro? Because there's a misconception about you from back when you even played the game. People perceive you as a certain way.
Yeah.
But where does the intellect come from, the depth come from, man?
I'm really a nerd, bro. And I'm a social introvert. I think for me,
I don't find it hard to believe. People will find that hard to believe.
Yeah, like this right here, I don't really like being around people. Like this is draining to me, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I gotta give y'all all of me, because after this I'm gonna go in my room, bro, and I'm gonna just probably smoke a cigar and just debrief for like an hour and a half, probably watch some TV or some shit that just like, or even my kids, bro. Like, that's something that people see and expect Cam to always be like, yo, like, Cam, let's take a picture. I'm like, bro, I'm not in that. I'm not afraid to be by myself. That's the thing. Like, I don't, if you ever seen me, bro, it was always me and somebody who was either a patron of one of my businesses or, you know, that I'm not the dude that's going to have three or four or five. Like, nah.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black lead products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotchporter Beard Balm is too approved, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black lead brand, we open the door for the success of another black lead brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Hey, bro, I got to ask you, because you always talk about it, you make it a point, we got to have real conversation.
Real shit.
And the obvious is, what are you? You a game manager or you a game changer?
In regards to what, though?
Just the game. We'll be talking about quarterback play. Yeah. Going back to the comment with Brock Purdy.
Yep.
I want to hear your words on our platform.
Yep.
Why you said what you said and why you said
it. I said what I said because when I initially said that, I gave four quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy. When I think about the Miami Dolphins, from players, the first thing you think about is who?
Tyreek.
When you think about when they were good, the Dallas Cowboys, who you think about?
Shit.
Keep it
Austin's
up.
Or
Emmitt?
No. This year's team. Well, for me.
CD. Or Parsons.
The defense was stiff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, but that's not to take away from what
that,
type of.
Yeah.
The Lions. It was a hell of a coach that was just like, they had some dogs there, like, right?
And off the board.
You think about the San Francisco 49ers. What's the first thing you think about?
Shit. You think Bosa. You think Debo.
Everybody but Purdy.
Yeah.
I never said Purdy was ass. I never said that he was not a good player. I never said that he was not capable of making hell of a plays. And I never said that he's not able to make plays in this football league that we call the NFL. Mm. People heard game manager as a backhanded compliment or a sign of disrespect to suppress that. And my thing was this. I took it a step further because when he was succeeding or when they were winning, still winning, they got to this point, people were adding me. Game manager, huh? Game manager. Mm. I'm like, yo, he's still a game manager. Even this morning, going on First Take, they say, yo, like, how do you come to this reasoning? I said, cool, this game of 2023-2024, we've seen five game changers at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Stop me if I say anybody that you don't agree with.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. Absolutely. Josh Allen. Joe Burrow. So those are the only ones that we can honestly, unanimously say, Josh Allen at times, Burrow at times, but those other ones we know. You mean to tell me as game changer, you're going to say Brock Purdy can go and compete with them? Come on, bro.
Nah.
But even till that, my point is this. I never said he was not capable. I never said he was ass. That's just the truth of how they're winning the football game.
But that's to that point. We had a show about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. I said, this is the problem. When people hear game manager, they think, oh, it's a backhanded slap comment.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you just can't do anything else. But that's all you can do. Right. I played with a lot of shitty quarterbacks.
Right.
And I would tell you, I would love to have a game manager.
Yeah. Now, check this out. Yesterday, right, Warren Sapp came on 4th and 1.
Right.
And Warren Sapp disagreed. He was like, yo, and he had a comment in the media that said, come on, Cam, he's just being an ass. As a matter of fact, Cam was a glorified running back. I said, cool. Now, if we wanted to get personal, and if I were to go back and do my research on Warren Sapp off the field or on the field, like, I can find some things that can rebuttal. I told Warren Sapp, I said, bro, I got too much respect for you. to respond back to that comment. Right. You can have that. But I'm going to tell you this. He didn't understand my definition. And that's the thing where even I seen Kimberly Martin, the young lady who said, like, never mind the outfit, real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, people are talking about me more so than they're talking about my take or my point that I was making. So to that point about Warren Sapp, I said, yo, bro, this whole thing, even for your team, I said, I don't think about Brad Johnson. He's like, oh, no, he's not a game manager. He's a game changer. I said,
I don't think anybody would agree with that.
I don't agree
That was him being defensive and thinking that I was saying that a game manager is not capable. So I said this, when I look at the 2000 NFL Super Bowl champs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't think about Brad Johnson.
I think about Derrick Brooks. I think about John Lynch. I think about Warren Sapp. I think about these guys that really, the Tampa 2, Tony Dungy, Mike Allstott, Warwick Dunn. Like, these people are the people on the team that's not to mention that Brad Johnson didn't have hell of a game to get them to that point.
Yeah.
And we have to normalize this in sports.
Yeah.
Bro, keep your emotions out of this shit.
Facts over feelings.
Let's just talk on, like, keep it a buck, bro. Like, Cam, you wasn't that guy. Cool, bro. But this is what I would tell people. Half of y'all favorite NFL players or favorite players of all time or favorite players that you just be like, Cam ain't better, they just got good in the NFL.
Mm. Without no tenure.
Like, come on.
With no tenure.
Come on. Man, the question was asked for me, bro. I was like, dog, I've been that guy in high school at 17. Like, I was a five-star then.
Read the resume.
Like, I went to college as a five-star. It didn't work out because a Heisman Trophy winner played in front of me. I had to move. Went to JUCO, got re-ranked as a five-star. Went to Auburn, ranked as a five-star. Came out of Auburn, winning a Heisman. I was the number one pick. And then to live up to that standard there, it's like, okay, boom. I'm not taking nothing against any person that has elite status in the NFL. But then when I go back and say, like, how were they in college? Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. It's a different type of argument. But they don't want to stand on that type of facts. And you can't ignore that for me. Because my story is like, yo, Warren Sapp, love you to death. But a glorified running back, I had to be that for that team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, going back to even Auburn, it was like, bro, I had to do a lot for that team. So you get mad at me that I did what I did? It's like, no, bro, I found ways to win. I've been winning.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Polana Lamanye from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El-Hakim from Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? And to your point, even with that topic before we, you know, just run it in the ground, it's not wrong with being a fucking game manager.
It's
bro.
Not.
Because at every point, a quarterback has to control it. You have to get out of fifth gear and dial it back down.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You have to run the 4-minute offense and make sure you control it. We talked about it. There were times that Peyton Manning, Tom Brady were managing a game.
No, check this out.
Is that right?
There was times for my career that I was not managing the game. Mm-hmm. And I was hurting the team trying to be a game changer.
Facts.
When it's like, no, Cam,
facts.
Bro, hey, you don't
that's
need
to. You ain't got to be Superman.
You ain't got to be Superman, bro. Like, just chill. Like, let us do it. We got Jonathan Stewart. We got Christian McCaffrey. We got Greg Olsen. We got Steve Smith. Like, let these guys do the job. And there was times where I got it, and you seen it. And there was times where it's like, I did it, and I suffered from that. So that's the thing, too. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm not a hypocrite.
Facts.
I'm holding myself to that same standard, and everybody loves to bring up things that is like, oh, it's hurtful or it's harmful. It's like, no, Stephen A, he'll make the same analysis. He ain't being held to the same metric. But at the end of the day, that's where I'm like, yo, it's all in the space of media, and I love this athlete-generated content. Because now if Tequio Spikes ain't able to talk about this, how the hell we give Mad Dog the opportunity to talk about it?
And let his narrative be
the gospel.
The be-all.
For decades, McDonald's has been shown in anime and manga comics across the world. While staying true to the culture and displaying themes all generations can relate to, McDonald's has been embraced by the anime community, commonly dubbed as McDonald's. McDonald's has been represented in anime and manga dated back to the 1986 release Cat's Eye, all the way to classics like Cowboy Bebop the movie and Assassination Classroom in 2016. Just like anime brings food to life, drawing in their fans to grab a meal after watching an episode, McDonald's is bringing McDonald's to life with a series of anime shorts and manga comics, as well as releasing their new anime-inspired savory chili McDonald's sauce. You gotta pair the savory chili sauce with your 10-piece Wick chicken nuggets and fries. It's only available for a limited time until March 25th, so make your McDonald's run now and enjoy some more delicious memories.
Man, just to put a lid on that, I like Brock Purdy. I agree with you. I thought he does a great job. I think he does a great job of managing the game. I think he's a good football player, and he makes plays. Until he wins a championship, I think that's the only way he's going to lose that title.
No, bro.
I'm telling you.
Let me ask y'all this.
Because I just think.
Okay. Can I keep it above?
Keep it 1,000. No lies in the lounge.
No lies in the lounge.
What's more important? Impact or championships?
That's a subjective question.
No, bro. For you. No, I mean, I'm talking about for you.
Impact. Impact.
Okay.
Championships.
Really?
Because I ain't never had one. Nowhere in my career have I won a championship.
But
when I've had impact.
Check this out. Winning a championship has a lot of determining factors.
Facts.
The person that we've labeled the greatest of all time, if Adam Vinatieri shanks one of those field goals
against the Panthers,
are we still? If, let's just keep it a buck. How great Patrick Mahomes has been. If a coin toss in the AFC Championship and the New England Patriots get the ball first and they go down there and score, we could be talking about how great he still is. Patrick Mahomes has not seen nothing other than AFC Championship at the bare minimum of the last game for him. So with that, I'm telling you this. I'm going with impact. Because when you talk about team success, you put a microscope to team success, you gotta do what the fuck you supposed to do and it be consistent to that merit. Championships is a combination of a lot of people doing their job. You have to do your job in order for the team to be in a position so that there's times in the game where it's like, bro, I ain't got time to really talk to you. Time your shit up, let's go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that thing where, man, I slipped. Man, I made a mistake. Man, my faults, my bads, they don't get to that point. So, yeah, championships is everything. That's the we mentality. But in order to get the we, you have to be me first to say, bro, I'm going to hold myself to that standard so we can get that championship. You can count on me. You can count on me. I can count on you. Like that.
That part, and that's making impact, Ray ass.
Yo, listen, man. I know y'all, oh my gosh, y'all see the Ole Miss bag. Y'all know what we doing.
Who?
Ole Miss.
Who is that?
The team that beat y'all.
Y'all in the SEC?
Yes. Y'all still in the SEC?
Two.
Bro.
Are y'all,
Nick Saban out of there.
I know you got to go in now. Are y'all still in the SEC?
Are y'all?
Y'all don't, you can't even
don't nobody
the
like the truth, bro. Don't nobody like the truth.
Okay,
you know
what's the truth? When the last time y'all won something meaningful?
When we beat y'all. All right. Cam got to go. Appreciate you, coach.
Love,
bro.
Appreciate your time.
Behind the Mask.